actually depends on Panya. And all kusala cannot be pure without right understanding, because there is the self-center.
So, you're talking about the smoking, is the attachment any different from attachment to other objects?
Is it good for health?
It's not good for health.
Okay.
So, is it...
I don't know.
Yes.
They just write on the package, on the box, it's not healthy, but...
Yes. But it's not, it's not... It's not like drinking alcohol, it doesn't...
Same.
Any kind of intoxicant at all, that's bad for health. So would you say then it's stronger loba than ordinary loba?
Can the one who is so addicted to drugs not kill parents when time comes?
I see.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
Because so it just shows the strength of the kalesa, because one cannot give up this this kind of attachment. So the way is just to really give up the addiction, or to just develop understanding, or through understanding give up the addiction.
Accumulate the object which is not so harmful.
Accumulate the attachment for objects not so harmful, so like eating more cakes or something.
Anything.
Can it be attachment to the another object?
Yes.
This harmful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like meditation?
When it's... Like what?
Like meditation.
Another drug.
What do you mean by that?
I mean like sitting and enjoying pleasant feelings.
Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It hinders the understanding to develop.
Did you ask about smoking, Alberto, or how did this?
No, it was
Lucas. Okay, so what was your question that started it?
No, we talk about Alberto, about the smoking. He told me this is like Pakatu Araman, Pakatu Pansaya Pachaya for the object. So, Ajahn, is it helpful to read suttas, to be reminded, and jatakas?
Even right now?
I cannot read now.
But you can recall what you have read.
So this is Sutta Mayapanya and Chinta Mayapanya.
Right, right. If you don't throw away what you have read, then it can be conditioned for thinking over it. Yeah.
Yes, about the something that is more wholesome than things that are not. So Ajahn, this shows that Dhamma is not so easy, like to get
easy
so
at
deep.
All. So deep.
Yeah.
So it takes Panya, see? To see, to be the light for living, too.
So when you asked about smoking as Aramanupanissiya Pachya, well, of course it is Aramanupanissiya Pachya, but what you're saying is it's Aramanupanissiya Pachya for very strong loba, for the one that is more harmful than ordinary loba. This is your point. So
that's why we do not associate with the wrong person.
And the one that encourage one to drink or smoke or something.
Ajahn, but like what in the case like someone has a strong clinging to the bad persons, you know, a very strong attachment to be associated with the bad company, that's really harmful to the practice, to them, to everything, to Panya, I think.
I think that it is said in Tipitaka about associated with the wrong person is just to help them to be good. That is the only one point. Otherwise, avoid associate with that person, because it's useless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what do you mean by your wrong person? Wrong friend? No. But I don't understand this. These are bad friends, or maybe also friends who don't say anything about Dhamma.
I mean... when that person does not drag you to the improper situation.
To the bar to drink more or something like this.
Okay. So that's only kind of person who, the right friend is like, who is the condition for more panya to arise, the right person.
Who says that akusala is all right? You don't have to have kusala.
That is a bad person. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's a wrong view also, isn't it?
That is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Because who knows that one day you get little by little to have such view by associating with that person. Like in Tipitaka?
Like you get used to hearing that view mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah. A man married to a lady in the wrong understanding family.
Even there's such a easygoing views, like not concerned about Dhamma, they can be like induced, someone can be induced by the ideas of different things, not concerned on Dhamma, and then it's becoming like this. And this is a Sankharika, isn't it, Ajahn?
At that very moment, because it can become a Sankharika after
Asankarika.
After that,
but it's a Sankharika.
Because it changes all the time from weak to strong.
Mm.
So a friend can be the good friend in Dhamma, but not the good friend in not smoking.
Oh, I don't know.
Good and bad influence.
What is considered as a good friend is the one who has well wishes for you.
Well wishes, yes.
To be good, to have kusala and so on, to become a sotapanna.
Mm-hmm. And less problems in life, less addictions, less trouble in life.
Mm-hmm. Who can see the danger of our akusala? And helping or wanting you to be kusala.
But we cannot help people with lobha.
No.
So sometimes people may be nice and want to help, but they
have wrong view.
Yes.
So don't follow that friend.
But they can help, like if someone has, one has lobha, one can still talk about the value of metta and the value of kusala cittas, because it's a reminder that it doesn't need to be lobha all the time. Otherwise, it's like an excuse to say no one can help with lobha, or this is my accumulations, or I have this addiction, or something like this.
So if you think about good friend in worldly aspects, it's like the friend who listen and who has compassion and kind and things like that. But what about the wrong view? Not good friend in that aspect or on that point.
Mm. So it can be good friend in one aspect and not good friend in another, like good friend that helps you eat healthy food or something, but not good view and someone else maybe good view and helping you to have understanding reality, but not good friend in healthy living or something.
And only right understanding can know or understand who's good friend and who's not good friend in what aspect.
And Ajahn, one can be good or bad friend also by way of Araman, Nupainsaya, Pachaya.
And other Pachaya.
And other Pachaya.
What do you mean when you say you can be good friend?
Yeah, I mean association with the wise friend, and then that's the liking, or there is, I don't know, maybe helping with more understanding.
I think this
Upanishya Kojara.
Sorry?
Upanishya Kojara.
Yeah. And what is this?
So, yeah, wise consideration of the Dharma, wise reflection on the reality now.
And the next is Aka.
Araka.
And what is the difference?
Araka Gokra is any mood, kusala of any kind.
Mm-hmm. And Satipatthana is then Kaya Pratipatthana.
And Upanibandha is Satipatthana and Vipassana Nyan.
From Upanishya Kojara.
From Upanishya Kojara.
If there is
no association with friend or wise considering of
then
reality,
oh,
then
goodness.
No Upanibandha.
Mm-hmm.
No development.
Mm-hmm.
Like now we are talking on Dhamma in case that the vitaka will not turn away from this moment because it always leads to other more object all the time. But the more one listens to reality right now, not thinking about the past or the future, vitaka can get closer to reality right now by understanding. So without the samadhi, there is no sammasankappa.
And without samasankappa, no samadhi.
And people just like to hear about the past, the effort past so much. But what about right now? Little right understanding from time to time.
I appreciate this Ajahn because there is not so much opportunity to listen to Dhamma in life. Because usually I'm thinking about something else or doing something else, and that is really wholesome. I think this is like very important thing to have the opportunity to listen to the Dhamma, and then not one does not must to think about the practice or meditation, just listen and give the air obediently.
This course is the self who is practicing. No understanding about no self.
Mm-hmm.
While one is practicing, it's I. So it's the self who is practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And practicing what? Because nothing to do with understanding reality right now at all. Kun Alberto, do you practice meditation?
No.
And Kun Gabby, not anymore. I mean that you once was. I see.
When considering the Dhamma, it's not like meditating, when one's sitting on a chair or sitting on a mat. Just to consider the Dhamma, that's not meditation, that's not formal meditation.
What about now? No matter standing or sitting, there can be understanding of any reality, not by I or me, but by conditions. And while one thinks that I'm meditating, it's the self and attachment to the result. Why does one do that? Attachment to result. Wanting to have result, wanting to get result.
But this can be by listening also, listening to the Dhamma, to
And did the monk say anything?
No, they just say concentrate on your
mind. I see.
Concentrate on you know where you are. Especially
special manners of sitting and walking.
No, special manners.
Could you remember the place?
Somewhere on Sukhumvit.
No idea.
And talking about various addictions, so you said for, as far as you're concerned, smoking, drinking is much the same. What about overeating? Far too much, would you call that similar?
And over and over the this and that?
Over this and that, and that any kind of strong attachment that cannot be given up, because everyone like...
Do you plan to have less or more? Or understanding whatever comes.
Whatever comes, yeah. Yes, anytime.
Yeah.
Because no one, like anyone who has an addiction like smoking or drinking, of course they would like to give it up, but because the attachment is so strong to that, they cannot give it up. So just understanding doesn't seem to be adequate to give up.
So I don't.
Strong attachment.
Leave it to understanding.
Right.
Yeah.
When time comes.
Yeah. The best cure is understanding.
Because it's the real cure.
Mm-hmm.
The time must come for understanding.
But any time, right now, can be from moment to moment until there's great wisdom. The Satyayana is very important. Satyayana. Now you remember the word Satyayana, Gityayana, and Gatayana. This is now Satyayana for some or for everyone.
Enough to be really firm, unwavering.
Unless they really ask me serious questions, you know, very pointed questions.
And so you would say when the Satyayana is really firm, there will be less and less conditions for the very strong, noble
and I mean wrong view.
Like you said, if the lobe is strong enough for some kind of addiction, maybe when time comes you can even kill the parent. But for the addiction, not necessarily any wrong feelings involved.
It's kind of I.
Kind of I, because...
Sakaya Diti is there.
When there is an addiction, you say
anytime. At moment of study, at moment of understanding, the latent tendency of I is there.
But what is the? I can understand the, why Sakaya Ditti leads to killing or something, because it's completely wrong idea. Killing another being, and not understanding conditions. What is the connection between Sakaya Ditti and addiction, for example?
Lopan with Ditti and Lopan without Ditti.
Reason again, because one is reason again and again and again.
And even one can have more and more understanding. For example, reality or Dhamma, everything is Dhamma, only this applies to every moment.